Our scripture reading this morning, turning to the book of Matthew, the 28th chapter, and beginning with verse 16. In your Scofield Bible, page 1044, Matthew chapter 28, and we'll read the verses 16 through 20, these five verses, and we'll read them responsively. And may we stand, please, everyone standing for the reading of God's Word. Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee, into a mountain where Jesus had appointed them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And when Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Together also on the 20th, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you alway, even unto the end of the world. Amen. And the 19th and 20th verses are our text verses for this morning. And let's pray. Father, it's so good to be able to have a Bible in our hands, to open it to a portion of thy word, and to reflect upon it, to know that you spoke it, to know that it's the truth, to know that it's for our good, our well-being. And we pray that you'd use that which you've laid upon the heart of the preacher, use it in each of our lives in the way that would be most helpful, and that thou wouldst bless indeed the preaching of your word, and that thou wouldst empower with thy spirit each hearer as well as the preacher. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Messages on great texts in the Bible. Last Sunday, I spoke on Him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. Over and over again, we said that verse, and over again, you and I quoted it. One little 10-year-old boy went home, and he was quoting the verse and had it on his mind. Him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. I got the new one on mine now. And so the little 10-year-old girl heard him say it. Said, What are you saying? He said, Him that cometh me, I'll no wise cast out. And he won the little 10-year-old girl to Jesus because he had that verse on his mind. Him that cometh me, I will in no wise cast out. This morning, a little line, Lo, I am with you always. Good, now I can't say it without smiling. Isn't that a wonderful thing? Lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world, it says in the English. But in the Greek it would say, even unto the end of the consummation of an era, or even unto the end of the coming together of this age. Lo, I am with you always, even until this age is over. And this age is over when Jesus comes again. And so, actually, in His spiritual presence, He is with us always, even unto the end of this age. And then He substitutes for His spiritual presence, His physical presence with us, and we shall be with Him forever. The Bible says, Lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the age. You will never hear any better news than that. Lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the age. Now, Holy Spirit, conduct the service and conduct this preacher and these hearers as we share this amazing promise from Jesus Himself. Lo, I am with you always. In Jesus' name, amen. I walked in the White Hen Pantry where I sometimes stop and get a newspaper on in the morning on the way to work. Oh, sometimes I might get a beef stick or something, and I'll gnaw it on the way to church. So I walked in Thursday. Little lady there, very friendly lady, works there every morning. It's the one down on 173rd and 175th and Columbia. So I walked in, and the lady that works there, who's been working there for years and been saying good morning to me for years, she said, Are you sick this morning? And I thought, I think I look pretty nice. Why do you ask that? And she said, This is the first morning you've ever come in here that I can remember when you weren't whistling or singing. And she said, When I didn't hear you whistling or singing, I thought you must be sick. Now, there are folks who've heard me sing that think I'm sick, too. But I choose a song every morning. This morning, my song is... And I've been whistling it and humming it. That's the morning when the roll is called up yonder. I'll be there. And I like to get a song on my mind, on my heart, in the subconscious. I like to get a scripture in the subconscious, too. And this morning, I want to permeate you with this wonderful promise, lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the age. This was David Livingstone's favorite scripture. In fact, it was the motto scripture of his life. When David Livingstone left home to go to the mission field, the family got up for family worship at 5 o'clock that morning. His mother made some coffee. That just shows that nobody is perfect. And his mother made some coffee, and his father, since his mother made coffee, his father probably drove a Ford, and the whole family was in sin. But anyway, his father went with David Livingstone as far as Glasgow, and he said goodbye to his mother and the rest of the family. His heart was broken. He was going to the jungles of Africa to blaze a trail that nobody ever blazed before. As David Livingstone hugged his mother, tears streaming down her cheeks and his, David Livingstone said, "Mother, don't forget, lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the age." And with that, he said goodbye to his mother and to his family. His father accompanied him to Glasgow, and then he said goodbye to his father. And in Glasgow, and as he said goodbye to his father, he turned to walk away, and with tears in his eyes, he said, "And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the age." And he met the daughter of Robert Moffat, the famous missionary, Robert Moffat. Her name was Mary. He fell in love with Mary, but Mary was not a well person. She journeyed with him on missionary journeys as long as she could. And finally, the day came when David Livingstone had to leave Mary and continue his witness through the jungles of Africa. So he left her in a certain place in Africa. And as he said goodbye to Mary, his beloved wife, he said, "Mary, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the age." And so, even in the jungles of Africa, they gossiped and spread malicious tales. And so they did spread some awful, awful rumors and gossip about David Livingstone while he was away from his wife. And so he sent for his wife, who was not able to come to him, but she came anyway. So soon, on a bed made of boxes, she lay, and the fever of the jungles of Africa was taking away her life. And on her deathbed, David Livingstone kept quoting, "Lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the age." And finally, on the bed made of boxes, Mary Livingstone left this earth and went to heaven, and David Livingstone was crushed, absolutely crushed. So he said, Oh, Mary, I loved you when I married you, and the longer I live with you, I love you more. And then he said, "Oh, God, pity the poor children," and buried her beneath a giant tree that was 60 feet in circumference. And as he walked away from the tombstone made of a giant tree, David Livingstone said, "And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the age." That verse is just as valid today as it was in David Livingstone's day. From the moment that you prayed the sinner's prayer, from the moment that you said, "I do receive Jesus as my Savior," did you know that promise is yours? And did you know that Jesus will never leave you nor forsake you? I've been humming this week, "No longer lonely, no longer lonely, for Jesus is a friend of friends to me." And let's sing it a little. "No longer lonely, no longer lonely, for Jesus is a friend of friends to me." Sing it again. "No longer lonely, no longer lonely, for Jesus is a friend of friends to me. No longer lonely, no longer lonely, for Jesus is a friend." Ah, isn't that wonderful? Isn't that wonderful? When your husband's taken in death and his body's laid beneath the sod, and you rear a tombstone toward heaven to lay a flat marker over the body that you love so much, the one with whom you shared the heirs of the grace of life, and the one who's, whom your children call Daddy, and you walk away to go back home, isn't it wonderful to say, "No longer lonely. Lo, I'm with you always, even unto the end of the age." Take courage, dear lonely heart, this morning, though I'm with you always. And that promise is just as true. There will never be a moment in your life from the time that you said, Jesus, I receive you as my Savior. There'll never be one single moment when you cannot say, lo, I am with you always. When your loved ones wait outside intensive care and wait for that 5 minute period, an hour, when they walk in to see you, and you're grasping for breath and you're a little bit frightened maybe, and your intensive care and that little machine's going like that, monitoring your heart all the time, you can say, lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the age. When your family waves goodbye in the hospital as you're on the table, strapped down, rolled into surgery, and they wave goodbye, an apprehensive goodbye, wondering if they'll ever see you alive again, and they roll you in surgery, and the big light's over you, and the doctor gives you a shot, and all of a sudden, out into oblivion for a few minutes, you go to sleep. And before you go to sleep, you can sing, no longer lonely. And you can quote, lo, I'm with you always. Sailor boys, the Lord Jesus is with you always, even to the end of the age. Lonely heart, Jesus is with you always, even unto the end of the age. When the doctor soberly comes out of the hospital room, and you can tell by the look on his face what it means. You've seen it in your families, and I've seen it so many times through these years in Brother Colston. You see it often. And the doctor walks out, and he tries to keep composure and looks at you, and you say, doctor, and you know what it is. And the doctor bows his head and says, we did all we could. Look up to God and say, no longer lonely. And say, lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the age. When they quietly shut the lid on the coffin, I think the saddest moment of my life is when I see the lid shut on a coffin. And, I've seen our good people as we've had their services. And I've looked at the last time that Bill Gifford and Blanford Duff and Verley Fields and Harlot Dunsworth and other of the good deacons who serve with me. And I've seen the lid shut on the faces of little babies who were killed in car wrecks or died or prematurely with some incurable disease. And that lid is shut, and you walk back and sit back here, and inside that box is a little body that you carried in your own body. Or there's a little body that called you daddy, or a husband that called you sweetheart, or a wife that called you honey, or a brother that called you sister. And you walk and sit back here, lift up your hands and say, hallelujah! Jesus will never be in a coffin. I'll never say goodbye to him. Loved ones may leave and friends may leave, but Jesus said, lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the age. When you sit alone at the table for the first time, and there's a chair that's empty that was filled with the one that you loved so well, lift up your hands and say, hallelujah, lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the age. When you suddenly realize that you must rear the children by yourself, and you wonder how you're going to make ends meet, and how you're going to take care of all the discipline, and who's going to be a father image to your children. And all of a sudden you realize you're left alone to rear those boys and girls alone. And no, you're not left alone to rear those boys and girls alone. You can sing, no longer lonely, no longer lonely. And with the Lord Jesus you can say, lo, I'm with you always, even unto the end of the age. When the boss looks at you and says, I'm sorry, we have no contract. The contract was not renewed. Have to lay you off, as has happened in so many cases of people in this room this morning. And you walk home to your wife and you look at your children and wonder how you're going to feed those little mouths and clothe those little bodies. And you say to your wife, I got laid off today. And she walks away and tries to say, well, God's going to take care of us some way. Don't you worry about that. And she tries to smile through the tears and tries to feel bright through the shadows. And both of you look at each other and put your arms around each other and quote the scripture, lo, I am with you always. He never leaves nor forsakes. Earthly friends may prove untrue and doubts and fears assail, but there's still one that cares for you. Jesus never fails. Lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the age. When the doors to the rest home open and that day you feared all of your adult life comes, And the family says goodbye to you, and you try to force a smile and realize that your jail is going to be a little room and a rest home somewhere, and the family turns away, and you walk there, and no longer to live in the house where you lived for years, and no longer to have the comfort of those you love. and you realize that you're aged now, and maybe the brain is not as alert as it used to be, or the arteries leading to the brain have become a little hardened like they have for most of the fellows in the bass section of the choir. You walk in the rest home, and you sit down in that chair, and that whole little room is your castle for the rest of your life. Look up to God and say, Hallelujah! Lo, I'm with you always, even unto the end of the age. When you are the one who says goodbye, and you have to put your loved one there, and you don't want to, but there's no way to take care of her anymore, or no way to take care of him anymore, and a daddy, or a mother, or a husband, or a wife is left there, and you walk back to your house, and your great heart's breaking, you don't know how you can face tomorrow! Take that scripture and squeeze it! Matthew 28:20. Lo, I'm with you always, even unto the end of the age. Say it out loud. Lo, I'm with you always, even unto the end of the age. Say it again. Lo, I'm with you always, even unto the end of the age. When the doctor says, sit down, I'll finish the test with your little child. Now sit down, I want to talk to you. And you say, what is it, doctor? What is it, doctor? What is it? And the doctor says, well, they're trying to find and they're improving their cure, or attempts to find a cure for leukemia. And you say, doctor, does our baby boy have leukemia? Doctor, does our baby girl have leukemia? And you look at that little child, and soon the hair begins to come out, and because of the treatment, and all of a sudden you realize, I wonder how long it's going to be. Oh, beloved friend, let me tell you, there is one who lives in you who shall never get sick. There's one who lives in you who will never die. There's one who's in you who will never go to the grave. There's one who is in you who lived and died and rose again and ever liveth to make intercession for you. Hello, I am with you always, even unto the end of the age. When your daddy has left your home forever. And every week of my life, I find some case like this. I see little children come to my office, and I see them, and their daddies have left, and there's nobody to take care of them. And they say to the house, would you be my daddy? And they hug me around the neck. Oh, let me tell you, little child, little bus kid, there's one who's always with you. Lo, I'm with you always, even unto the end of the age. And when the baby leaves on her honeymoon, yesterday she was an infant. Today she's getting married to some guy that's not near as good looking as you are. And some guy hadn't got, hey, what you got? But the baby leaves on the honeymoon, and you wonder what happened to the years. Oh, thank God, there's one that'll never go on vacation. And there's one that'll never retire. And there's one that'll never grow old. And there's one that'll never leave you to get married. And when he came in, he came to stay. No longer lonely. No longer lonely. Lo, I am with you always. When you choke and say goodbye at the airport, and you leave for the service and to leave your home, there's one that says, lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the age. When you say goodbye to the service to that man, as he goes away to service, there's one that'll say, lo, I am with you always. We have to say goodbye to children. They grow up and go off to college and get married. I remember when Dr. Rice wrote that song, Never Lonely, Never Fearing. And I can hear him sing it now like this. Never lonely, never fearing. I can hear him sing it. And I thought so many times the old man would get on an airplane and fly away alone. Much of his life spent by himself in motel rooms. But he would sing, Never Lonely, Never Fearing. And there's somebody who says, are you listening? Lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the age. Now look at it, lo. What the word lo means, that word lo is in the passive voice. It means look. It means behold, but it's a passive. It means look anytime you want to. It means anytime you want to look, look. He's still there. That's what it means. Lo, I'm with you always. At midnight, you can look. He's there. At noonday, you can look. He's there. In the hospital, you can look. He's there. At the cemetery, you can look. He's there. He said, hey, look. He's trying to get your attention. He said, hey, you said, look. I'm with you always. Are you lonely? Hey, look. I'm with you always. Are you discouraged? Hey, look. It's the word that gets your attention. Look. He said, look, look. Don't be sad. Look, I'm with you always. Don't be fearful. I'm with you always. going back to heaven. He's been with them now for 33 years on earth, and for 3 years activate with them by day and by night, and they're discouraged bunch. And Jesus says, "Look, look, I am with you always." Notice, he said, "I am with you." He didn't say, "I was with you" or "will be with you." He's just as much the way today as he always was, and just as present with you today. I am. He's the I am God. He's not the I was God. I will be God. Oh, you see, for the house, when I die, I know he'll be with me. No, while you're alive, he's already with you. He'll never leave you. "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil." Say it. "For thou art with me." And then he says, "I'm with thee always." Always. I check that word always sometimes. It means all the days. All the days. I checked it up in the times that same term is used in the Bible. Sometimes it means all the periods of life. In one place in the Bible, it says all the periods of opportunity. In one place, it talks about the periods of adversity. Same term. In one place, periods of darkness. In one place, periods of trial. In one place, periods of testing. What does it mean? Jesus said, "Look, if you're being tested, I'm with you always in periods of testing. I'm with you in the nighttime. I'm with you in the darkness. I'm with you when things are on top, when you're on top. I'm with you when things are on the bottom. Lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." I'll be honest with you. I'm alone a lot. An awful lot alone. I guess most of the nights that I spend in my life, I'm in a room by myself, in a motel room somewhere, or much of the nights. I've spent thousands of nights in motel rooms alone. I eat more meals by myself than I eat with somebody. I travel in the wee hours of the morning sometime to get back home. And I find myself quoting these scriptures, "Lo, I'm with you always." Oh, listen. You stop and realize that the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, he's with you. He's with you. "Lo, look." Say to our boys away from home, "He's with you always." "Look." Rescue mission. Men, your life's so messed up and torn up, many of you. And you have children that don't care to see you, and a wife that won't let you come back to the house anymore. And you go over here to the old bunks and sleep on the bunks and eat at the dining table over there. The rescue mission, "Lo, I am with you always." There's no place, there's no sea too deep. There's no sky too high. There's no place too far away but what the Lord Jesus says, "Lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the age." When David Livingston's body was torn, his feet were too ulcerated to touch the ground. He couldn't even walk. Inward hemorrhaging took place in his body, and he was hemorrhaging on the inside, and death was so soon to come. He got to where he looked so awful because of his illness, he wouldn't even look at himself. He was afraid to look. He didn't want to see himself how he looked. One day, a drizzling rain was falling, and the three black men got together and built a hut for David Livingston. So he'd get inside from the cold rain, and he was almost gone to heaven. And the three black men sat by his bedside in that little hut. And finally, two of them got so sleepy, they agreed that one would stay and watch over him while David Livingston was on his deathbed. And the two would go get some rest. And the two left, and the one stayed beside his bed, improvised bed and little in an improvised hut. And the one stayed there. But the one that stayed there got so sleepy, he fell off to sleep too. He woke up with a start and looked on the bed, and David Livingston wasn't there. He wasn't there. And he looked around, and he found David Livingston on his knees, dying. I say dying. He checked his body. His body was cold and stiff. He had gotten to his knees, and on his knees, he died. And beside him was a little something scribbled, which said, "Lo, I am with thee always, even unto the end of the age." The one who said he'd never leave him, he was talking to him when he died. England sent representatives to Africa and took his body back to England. And they said, we want to bury David Livingstone's body in Westminster Abbey. And they planned the burial, burying him with kings in Westminster Abbey. And the black men of Africa came to England, and they said, let us have his body. He was ours. He gave his life to us. He spent his life with us. Let us have his body. And the English government said, no, no. David Livingstone came from England. We will bury him in honor in Westminster Abbey. And the black men said, but no, he was ours. He gave his life for us. Let us have his body and bury him in Africa. And they staunchly said, no, we'll bury him in Westminster Abbey. And the black men said, all black, take his body, but could we have his heart? His heart was in Africa. His heart was with the black man. And they said, all right, we'll do that. And they actually went inside of David Livingstone's body and cut out his heart and gave his heart to the black man. And the black man took his heart and buried it in the deep jungles of Africa. And the rest of his body today is buried in Westminster Abbey. They tell me that where his heart, they think his heart is buried in Africa, there's a little plaque, they say, over where that they think that heart is buried. And on that plaque is written these words, and lo, I am with thee always, even unto the end of the age. Take it and squeeze it and love it and thank God. He never leaves you nor forsakes you. Lo, I am with you always. You widows this morning, who on Memorial Day wandered in your minds or maybe physically to a little spot of ground that's sacred to you. God says, widow, lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. And God says to you lonely hearts this morning who live alone, lo, I am with you always. And God says to those whose bodies are being torn by cancer or have a pacemaker inside your breast this morning, lo, I am with you always. You two truck drivers this morning visiting with us, as you drive down the road, God says, lo, I am with you always, even to the end. And though you cannot hear my voice this morning, dear deaf friends, you have to see it on the hands of Maxine Jeffries. You can hear the voice of God talking to you today, saying, lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the age. Shout it! Sing it! Claim it! Memorize it! Love it! Rest upon it! Lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the age. Heavenly Father,